Hello, it's the 13th of September, 2019, and today we have the Knight of Cups and the Two of Cups and the Seven of Coins again. I repeat, say the cards in case I missed it the first time. Will you look at this? If I didn't know any better, I'd say the two people from yesterday actually opened up, were honest about how they felt, who they were, and what they had to offer each other and or expected from the relationship. So if I were a betting man, I'd say they may just make it, but, and it's a big but. Look at all the cups in the spread. Cups are water, and water is the deep blue sea of the subconscious. We have a full moon in Pisces today, so try to keep one foot on dry land, emotionally speaking, because we're in fantasy world. But as I see an earth card in the future position, I doubt anyone here is going under. If the moon can pull the ocean, what do you think she's doing to your humors? Great word, humors. Virgo and Pisces are opposite signs, and we have the sun in Virgo and the moon in Pisces. How confusing. The moon reflects light from the sun, so are we seeing things as they really are, as under sunlight or funhouse mirror moonlight? Astrologically speaking, yes, things are that weird. The presence of the poetic Knight of Cups in the past, who could be male or female, suggests even more unrealistic in love with love romanticism than we had yesterday, which is probably the reason this poor lady has always been let down. Knights are on the move. That's why they're on horses. On the Morgan Greer card, although we can only see a bit of his or her face under the lifted visor of his or her helmet, this knight looks a whole lot like one of the love-struck humans on the Two of Cups. Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, Mercury, Sagittarius. At first, I thought it was her. Now I think it's him, and although the knight is in the past position, it seems he is the one standing between the fantasy-prone female human and the practical no-nonsense Seven of Coins, Capricorn, Virgo, Saturn, and Taurus, in the future position, or at least the misty memory of him or her. That exactly says it all. Just that snort in the middle of that beautiful misty memory, that pretty much says it all. Frankly, I shouldn't even be trying to read cards under these skies. Once again, the Seven of Coins appears in the future spread, except that today it is upright, but still contemplating and considering the value of an investment, or is tired of waiting for the perfect partner. Like this gardener, who looks as if he or she expected their crop to have yielded more by now and is wondering if, or they, ever will, you may be wondering the same about someone. Like when I first saw True, my horse, I thought she was a statue. She looked like a marble statue. She literally took my breath away. But now we wake up and this is what I hear in the morning, is what you just heard. I digress, sorry. This is one of the most realistic cards in the deck, the Seven of Coins, in my opinion. The reality is someone needs to accept that someone else is just a lover in general and obviously spreads the love, as knights are on horses. The Knight of Cups of the past is the mystical knight in shining armor of dreams. Keyword, mystical. Seeing as the old-time name for the Seven of Coins is the Lord of Success Unfulfilled, that knight in shining armor doesn't look like they're coming back, or coming at all, or anytime soon, if ever. The Knight of Cups is a seducer. He or she can't help themselves. A river runs through the card behind him or her, dividing a green landscape and a rather imposing dry-looking mountain, Morgan Greer card. They love him or her on both sides of the river, as in, you're not the only one, that is, if you care to know. It may not matter to you. If you are a musician or artist or actor or filmmaker, this could be one of the best weeks of the year for you in terms of being able to bring into being some fantastic works of imagination. This is saying any new relationship or partnership demands nothing less than 100% of your body and soul should you want it. But, and it's a big but, this can also be a loved one or lover from your past that has passed. The Knight of Cups wears a winged helmet and is standing right between you and someone who may very well be out to take advantage of you, so thank them. I also get a wait-a-week vibe out of this, so it may be a particularly emo week for some of you ladies, so don't cry, it'll pass.